Blog Talk Radio.
Everything, all things.
Everything. Hallelujah.
That's
thank
what
you,
your wife, your boo, acting up when she acting good, when, you know, Fido, your little dog run away. That's when your children acting up, acting good. They're getting all A's and B's in school, and then they come home with the FDs and C's. You know what? All things is when you can pay your bills, when you can't pay your bills, in sickness and in health, when you feel like it, when you don't. All things work together.
Come
because
on.
You can't always have sunshine without any rain.
Come on now.
If you always have sunshine, your grass gonna be looking like mine. I look like I got a field full of straw out here, baby. This grass is dry because what? It needs the rain.
It needs the rain. Come on
and
now.
You can't
preaching
always
already.
Have rainy days without the sunny days because what? They work together.
Together.
Good. You rain a little. Then you have a little sunshine and the flowers grow. Then you give them a little bit more rain, a little bit more sunshine and the flowers grow. The winter kills off everything so that in the spring, new things come about. See, you got to know the nature and the progression of things, how things work. You can't always have sunshine. You can't, because what? Then you start taking the sunshine for granted.
For granted.
I don't want us to take nothing for granted. Nothing.
Come on.
So all things, the good and the bad, yes, we cry. But then he comes back and he gives us joy.
Yes, he does. Come on, woman of God. Yes,
he does. We have to be, you know, all things work together, and we just got to hang in there and trust and believe in God. God, I'm crying today, but tomorrow I know I'll be smiling. Tomorrow the sun going to peep through the clouds, and I'm going to have a smile, you know, and I'm going to trust and believe in, you know, you're going to heal my hurts, you're going to heal my frustrations, my disappointments, because my hope is in you, and you have my best interest at heart. So that when
Amen.
You say, you know, those scriptures like that, you got to walk, you got to live this thing. It ain't here today and gone tomorrow.
Come on now.
Yes, we're thankful for every day, every day.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
And I mean, I love, praise God, the direction that God is took you with that, because the song I was thinking about was by Dorothy Norwood. She said, "There's got to be rain, your life to appreciate."
Come on,
Amen. Hallelujah. And you write you on it about it. Praise God. It has to be rain. Praise God. Not just to appreciate the sun, Amen. But the this world has to be. It's a cycle. The land has to be replenished. Therefore, it has to be watered for things to grow.
Mm-hmm.
For things to be, and when our trials and tests come, if we can look at it in that aspect, praise God, that God chastens through trials and tribulations for us to be renewed, for our joy in him to be renewed, for our trust in him to be renewed. Because sometimes we take his hand for granted. We take his favor for granted. We just get up in the morning and just leave out the front door, you know, without saying, Lord, I thank you for today. We take his grace for granted. We take these things for granted. And yes, sometimes, praise God, amen, like they say, the road gets rough, the going gets tough, and all that stuff. Amen. But in a minute, in a little while, the song say, if you just hold on, just a little while longer, everything is going to be all right, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And God uses those trials and tribulations to constantly renew, amen, our relationship with him, praise God. Amen. Because I know if we didn't have trials and tribulations, Minister Onus, we wouldn't appreciate God. If God just delivered us quickly out of everything, we would be spoiled and we would, come on, amen, ungrateful. Come on, hallelujah. So something, praise God, happened, amen. And then he showed himself strong, praise God, over and over again. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you might, those of you listening, you might be going through something, praise God. You might be, praise God, you may feel like you're suffering, glory to God. You may feel like God has forgotten about you, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. This too, praise God, shall pass. Hallelujah.
Yes, it
will.
It
will come to us. Hallelujah. But I'm trusting and believing that even in our trial and our tribulations, that we learn to have peace. It's the most amazing thing. And Minnesotans know what I'm talking about. When you're going through, people see you go through, and they trying to figure out why you ain't lost your mind. Come on. They see you go through. Come on. It look like you're losing your car repoed. Come on. Hallelujah.
Well.
You got to get some this. You got to get some this. And God is allowing people to see that. But we have to understand, he said, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You got to go through. Come on. God want to see, God allow people to see you going through. But he said in his word that he will not let your enemies rejoice over you. Come on, hallelujah. So they might see you go through. Oh, my God. But they sure going to see your victory. They sure going to see your
victory.
Come on, hallelujah. They
come
sure
on
gonna
now.
And your triumph, they're going to see. Oh, my God, hallelujah. They're going to see everything that God promised you is going to come to pass. Amen. I know it may feel heavy right now. It may feel, praise God, amen, like you're never going to get where you need to go. But I don't want you to get caught
That's
up
true.
In your feelings or what it feels like.
That's true.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Or what it looks like, glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to
mention
to you and let you know, hey, you coming out. And it says, and when you come forth, you will come forth as pure gold, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So, amen. I want to give the church announcement. y'all know me and Minister Onis can go, can listen. We can talk about the Lord all night long. Hallelujah.
All night long.
I want to take a moment because the Lord reminded me, praise God, that every platform that I have to talk about what he's doing, praise God, just in case somebody wants to sow a seed or somebody wants to be a part, praise God, of this wonderful movement that God started with me, praise God, back in 2000, I think it was 2010, I'll say 2010. And I was diagnosed positive with HIV. And over the years, praise God, God has continued to add to and build up our organization called Salvation After HIV. And we've been blessed this past weekend to receive our acknowledgement from the government that we are, amen, 501c3 organization now. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So I'm so excited, praise God. We're still moving day by day, praise God. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. But we do want to put it out there, praise God, that if you would like, if you know that you have someone in your family, praise God, that is dealing with this, praise God, amen, taking the meds, praise God, dealing with depression. It's all kinds of other complications that come up with for people who are positive. Sometimes it's cancer, sometimes it's tumors, it's all kinds of stuff, amen, because our immune system is under attack. So God put it on our heart to do support groups. So on Tuesday nights, we do support groups. Sometimes we're painting and doing arts and crafts. Sometimes we are singing and poets and artists come in. Hallelujah. And sometimes we're just talking. We're talking through relationships. We're talking through finances. We're talking like this. Tomorrow we'll be talking about eating healthy, eliminating, food out of our lives that is not good for a person who is HIV positive. God is enlarging our territory, praise God. We have partnered up with a couple of other organizations. They are excited, amen, to welcome us in to help them with what they do. And so I just want to give everybody the opportunity to be able to sow a seed. Come on, hallelujah. And the amazing
Glory
thing about
God.
This, you can write this off. Come on, hallelujah. And I'm I'm glad that I have Minister Onis on the line, because we talk a lot about what increase, and we talk a lot about, you know, what God is going to do, praise God. But I want to talk about our part. Amen. That's why I wanted to bring up donations, bring up tax write-off, because I got the pro on the line. So she can tell us about how it would benefit you to donate and how you can write that off. You think you can help us with that tonight, Minister Onis?
Well, I sure can. I sure can. Anytime you, I don't know if those who listen to TSU on Sunday, I listen to TSU on Sunday, and they're always asking, you know, hey, donate your car, truck, boat, whatever. Once you give anything monetary, good, you can give clothes, pots, pans, housewares, and it's a tax write-off. It reduces what your taxes, your overall taxes, and it's to a benefit. So you're basically, you know, blessing two ways. You're blessing to and from. You're blessing the organization that you're giving through when they have established their 503, and you're also blessing yourself, because it reduces your overall amount of taxes. With that being said, those that give on a regular basis, records are kept so that at the end of the year, if you are a continuous contributor, at the end of the year, you will get a statement as to how much you have given, and this on an overall basis will reduce your taxes. And then it's more blessed to give than to receive. And in our community, HIV, if we don't help ourselves, who's going to help us?
Come on. And it,
I had
epidemic.
A woman say, you know, we look upon, you know, things, you know, we want to look upon things with our nose turned up. But, you know, let's get it straight. HIV did not just plague people of a certain lifestyle. It plagued people with blood transfusions.
Yep.
In other ways. So you never know where you may need these services of of an organization, an anointed organization. And I assure you, I'm telling you not what I heard, but what I know firsthand, front seat, not up in the blood nosebleed section, but front and center stage, this is good ground to sow in. So, yes, you know, please sow your seed. Please enable this powerful woman of God, you know, to do the work, to help her do the work that God has assigned her to do. And you will get a statement at the end of the year stating
Amen.
How much that you have given this organization, that's in monetary or tangible goods. You know, yeah, because I know that some of these people will be coming to her in need of clothes, food,
toiletry. And we're trying to get a warehouse unit, which will be about $400 to $500 a month. And if you are that person that God is moving on to do a big thing for our organization, that that's a major part, because we're getting ready to sign up with the food bank and start our distribution as far as food. So we already have toiletries, but that warehouse unit is going to be a major, I mean, it's going to bless our ministry big time. And you can sign up to say I'll sponsor your warehouse for 3 months. I'll sponsor it for 6 months. So you can sign up like that. And like Minister Onus was saying, this pays off for you at the end of the year, you know. So I also looked up where you can donate a building, you can donate a house, you know, you can donate. If you got a house that's just sitting there, you know, you don't really want it, you know, you can donate it, you know. And I read up, that's a major tax break, ain't it, Minnesota?
Oh yes, you mean if you're a person that you know you're in a tax bracket that you know you gonna owe, you ain't got enough dependents or exemptions, that is one exemption that will wipe out all your taxes, and maybe, just maybe, you'll get something back at the end of the year because of how much of a tax write off it may be. You'll come to us with an appraisal, and I can help you, you know, work out your taxes and get you some money back, you know, and you log in, you know, it's a twofold blessing.
Amen. Amen.
So I touch and agree with you on that someone will come, you know. Hey, don't know. Look, all is appreciated. All is appreciated.
Amen. And I wanted to touch on this tonight because I definitely don't want to be one of those Christians that don't deal with finances. You know, we just say, Lord bless us, you know, and Lord, our territory, increase us, Jesus, and us financial. But it's many benefits to knowing money, knowing what will work for you, how to make your money work for you, how to make your taxes, you know, because sometimes people just don't know.
No.
Since I've been researching 501c3, it just has amazed me the things that could be donated and how much it could bless you at the end of the year. I was totally amazed. And I mean, right down to I read up on buildings and, you know, land and the different things, because sometimes we just want to get in our organization $100, but through my studies, I found out that it's people that know the benefit, like businesses, major corporations, stuff like that. They know the benefit of donating, and some of us that don't, that you may, like I say, you may have an old house that just racking up taxes. You know what I'm saying? Donating that to a nonprofit, come on, it blesses the nonprofit, and then it takes, come on, it blesses you. What did you say? Blesses you. Yes.
Services, because, volunteer services.
Come on.
Tax deductible. If you use your car to transport people for a nonprofit, your car mileage, your services, your volunteer time, there is a timetable that is worked out when someone does your taxes. And, you know, when you do this, if you decide to say, well, Apostle Jay, I'm going to donate every other one weekend a month, I'm going to donate, you know, mileage, my time, clothes, this is what I'm, again, at the end of the year, you get a breakdown of what you're donating. That's from services, time, gas, all of that is tax deductible.
Wow.
If you
wow.
donate your house to allow Apostle Jay to give meetings,
the portion, again,
there is a breakdown that is tax deductible. On a consistent, regular basis, part of your light bill, part of whatever you give is tax deductible. We can break it down any way you need it broke down.
Come on. Now that's a blessing. See, a lot of us don't know these things, and I think that it's important for us to know. So we're gonna do more shows like this as well. We're gonna bless the Lord at the beginning of the show, but then we're gonna talk about finance. We're gonna talk about taxes because in a minute, in the blink of an eye, we'll be right back at the tax season,
Ooh.
And everybody, you know, people are scrambling trying to figure it out. But if you go ahead and start. You can start now, getting yourself in a position to look good on your taxes. I'm just saying.
Yes, you can.
And I know that sometimes, you know, we are very busy people, and I know people say, I just didn't have time. Very busy, you know. And I'm that person, you know. I get busy. I get tied up, you know. And I'm trying to figure it out. But the Lord told me, you know, that he put people in place to do those things for you. So call Mr. Otis. I want her to give her number because I want her to share, to be able to help you. We don't want to just throw stuff out there, then you don't know how to get the help. You know, I want you to get the help. Amen. So I'm gonna give her a minute to share some information on how you can get in contact with her if you want to know more about what we're talking about today, how to get prepared for your taxes, you know, throughout the year. Because this could be
the start of a
better relationship with your money, with your money and your time. Okay.
And I have other people that back me up that can help you with other things, you know, as far as finances. And one thing that I want to, that I have been into and studying up on is generational wealth. We need to start building generational wealth amongst our people. We need to start educating and listening. I can talk all day, but if you're not listening, then, you know, I'm just, you know, then you know, that is a seed that is falling on stony ground. Just let me get biblical with you. But my tax service is Real Life Solutions. That's spelled Soulutions. Real Life Solutions. You can reach me at 430-558-4060. You can leave a you can text me, you can leave a message. I will get back with you. You can be as detailed as you want concerning what you're needing, taxes, life insurance, other financial services that will be able to help you build and maintain and keep some money in your pocket. You know,
yeah.
One thing, what do we really need? The Bible said God will supply all our needs.
Amen.
All our needs.
Amen.
So we're going to have to start distinguishing between what we need and what we want.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen. That's the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. I had a serious conversation with the Lord. You know, for the past 6 months, there's been a change in my finances, not as far as working, but, you know, added expenses. And I think it's very important, like I say, to know what or how to manage money, how to, just take care of yourself and be comfortable. A lot of us are stressed out because of money issues, not enough money, you know, not enough time in the day to get more money, not enough, you know, and living above our means, you know.
Mm.
Kinds of things that's hindering us having a having or knowing how to have wealth. Because it's, you know, I was listening to a lady one time and she said that every time she broke a 20, she took, and she had a solid five, she would take that $5 and put it up. $5, if she broke a 20 and had two fives after she did what she needed, she put it up. And after a year of putting that $5 up, she had a substantial amount of money. And she said to herself, she said, now, if we could discipline ourselves, because you think about it, Minister Onis, how many times people stop at the corner store? How many times people go to the gas station and just buy stuff you really don't need? How many times you go to the dollar store and pick up stuff that you probably ain't looked at in months? You know, how many times you ask God to help you to discipline yourself, that the extra money that you would spend, you just put that up. If you just put that up, you know? And God, you know, I was talking to the Lord about that this week. I said, Lord, I need some discipline because my, like I said, added expenses. So now I have to learn a different way. You know, the way I was doing it before, it was not working, you know, for my own situation. So I had to make sure sit down, put all my finances down, have to figure out what I could live without, you know, because some of the things that we are buying, purchasing, or dealing with is unnecessary. You don't need it. You can downsize.
It's just true.
You know, and you could do something different. So a lot of things I cut back on. I had an $850 bill.
Ooh.
I cut it down to $5. Yeah, you know, I had to chunk it. And I prayed, cried, but I had to let it go because you have to make a decision. Do you want to live comfortably or do you want to always be in a struggle? And like I said, with my new situation, I found myself in a struggle. And I didn't want to, and a lot of us deal with this too. Some people don't have a problem with it, but me, I don't want to be asking somebody every month to help me out on gas money and help me out on, you know, I don't want to live like that. So I said, Lord, if you give me wisdom and you show me how to manage my own money, because you, like we just talked about earlier, our trials and tribulations are for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes God allows us to experience discomfort so that we can see that he wants to teach us something in that area. You see what I'm saying?
He said so if you ask God, for wisdom, he'll give it to you.
He'll give it to you. So I had to go through, and let me tell y'all something. I have to do some things I don't want to do. I have to do some things that's uncomfortable. But if I want to be able to eat, if I want to be able to sleep in it with, you know, have lights on.
Lord,
it's some things that have to go, you know, and, I hear people, even, you know, some people say, well, I got enough money and I got an abundance, but what are you investing? Are you investing in, you know, are you saving? Are you thinking about your future? Because some people just spend because they figure I got the money to spend. But you have to make sure that you are thinking about when you don't have the money, when it may come a time where you won't have all that money. So you know what I'm saying, or access to more money. So are you setting yourself up to where if times get hard, you still got something? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
And
but I have some good news. Lord have mercy. I'm bursting at the seams. Lord have mercy. And everything that you're saying is so great, so wonderful, that we have to make those decisions. Like you say, I want to eat. And I want to stay cool. I got to stay cool. I'm overweight, so I can't sit up in the heat. So to me, that's a necessity. Hello.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Got to eat. Yes. Lord have mercy. But I want to take, in saying this, is going back to a few weeks ago when you had your spiritual son on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the words that he spoke into my life. And I know it was God, because I ain't never met him, I ain't never, you know, heard of him, you know, I didn't know nothing about this young man.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tell you that God is awesome. One thing that he kept saying, God is restoring you. Just like you, just like your testimony, Lord, I got behind in a major way, you know, with the pandemic and work and, you know, some things going on. Just be honest, I got behind in my rent.
Mm-hmm.
So God put me in a position where, you know, hey, I was able to, you know, pay out a little extra, you know, and get it done. But it's like, you know, I'm on a Ferris wheel, you know, like a little hamster on a wheel. And the wheel just keep turning, but I can't see nothing adding up, you know. And it was taken away from spiritual obligation.
Come on.
And other obligations. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Lord, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. I said, Lord, I need a breakthrough. I need something to happen for me to catch up, for me to get things in order, you know, get things back in order. God is so awesome. God made a way. He fixed that thing where I don't have to pay rent for the next 4 months.
Oh, my Lord. Come on. Come on. Wow.
Pastor, look, I'm struggling to get through because I feel like running down my street right about now, but I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we always say, you know, Lord, you know, I've been working from home for the past 3 years or whatever, you know, and I'm like, you know, Lord, I need to move.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I need somewhere better to stay. You know, it's cheap rent, but you get what you pay for sometimes. And I'm not trying to live extravagantly, but I want to live, you know, well, you know. I'm looking at certain plumbing and electrical issues. You know what I'm talking about, you know. Some of us been there. Let's be honest. You know, there's just the nail scars in my hand, you know.
Yeah.
So last week, Thursday, a lady called me. She said, you ready to go back to work? I said, depending upon how much they want, how bad they want me to come to work, what we're talking about. She said, name your price. I said, okay, this is what I leave the house for. And I told God, see, sometimes when we pray, we need to be very specific because you have to know where you are.
That's true.
Within reason. You understand? Apostle Jay, I'm not up to driving an hour and 15 minutes across Harris County to go to these jobs anymore. I'm just not there.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I want to be within 30 minutes on my doorstep. The job that she gave me, and I went on the interview today, is 15 minutes from my house, and that's me driving slow.
My Lord.
Lady said, what do you want? I told her, I said, this is what I'll work for. She said, well, you seem to have the experience. She said, when can you start? I said, I'll come Monday if you have me. She said, okay. You know, okay. And I thought about the man of God said in that in prophecy. I thought about what he said. I said, God, you're an awesome God. So I told someone, I said, whether they say yes or whether they say no, just think about it. For the next 4 months, I can save up, get in a better position, and then move on, whatever he does.
All right. Come on. Hallelujah.
We often say this is a faith walk. Where is your faith? Do you have enough faith, first of all, in God, period? And do you have enough faith that when God sends you a word, Lord, show me how to walk this word out?
Come on.
Not by what I think, not by what I feel, but but Lord, instill in me the faith to believe that you're going to lead and guide and put me in a position that I asked you. Just like you say, in the Bible, the word says, I'll be your husband, man, for us women. What does a husband do? What does a godly husband do? He takes care of his own.
That's right. A godly husband. Come on, you said that right.
He's not going to let his wife go without if he don't have to. He's going to make a way. Make a way. So I don't know who needs to hear that tonight, and I don't know who it's pertaining to, but I keep saying, trust God.
Amen.
Trust God. Do the good and the bad. No, if thing ain't going to feel good. Let's put that disclaimer on it. Everything ain't going to feel good. But if you trust God and you truly believe in God, God will take you through the storm and you won't even know it's a storm going on around you because he will make a way for you.
Yes. Amen.
Just like that $800 car note.
Come on now.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
But you had to trust him to say, okay, Lord, I know it was pretty. Oh, that thing was pretty.
Oh, it was pretty, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Made my heart sing the first time I seen it.
Yeah. But you know what?
But you had to make a choice whether you was going to be eating and sleeping in it too, didn't you?
Come on. But this is the thing. This is the thing too. A lot of times, like my mama used to say, your eyes are bigger than your pockets.
Yeah.
And when God, I'm going to just testify about my truck, my Lord. When I first went to get that truck alongside someone else, and I said out of wisdom to the person, we don't need that. You know, I'm trying to say this because we have to have wisdom. A lot of times we allow people to go ahead and manipulate us all into stuff. But if you make a decision, no, you can't handle it. You make sure that you use wisdom and stand firm on what you say.
Yeah.
And so I turned around and ended up the help that to help keep that withdrew their hand. Why am I sharing? Because we have to learn, when you use wisdom in something and you say, God help me, God show me, God give me direction, you got to do what God tell you to do because his hand is in his wisdom.
Teacher,
his hand, not
teacher,
his hand. Because
teacher.
Telling you something about And man will set you up for a fall. See, man,
come on,
Keisha. See, I always tell people, you know, I had someone to say to me, and I always get a testimony, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. That's an old school saying.
Don't
burn your bridges and don't, you know, realize who is taking care of you. Okay, I want to just help you that are listening with something. God is the source. God is the source.
Come
when
on.
You do things the way God tells you to do them, he sets you up for victory. Okay?
Come
now,
on.
Now, anything that you do and you end up for failure, that is something that was a trick of the enemy that God didn't put together. And a lot of times, we don't want to acknowledge our pride is in the way. We don't want to acknowledge that it went wrong or that it failed or that. But I'm one of the ones, I could tell you quick, once I realized that wasn't sent by God or that wasn't signed by God, I let it go. You want to know why? Because if it's just like a tree. If the branch is dead, it's going to fall off. It's not going to have any more life in it. A new one has to grow. So you have to get rid of what's dead in order for life to happen. And see, sometimes we are holding on to all that dead stuff, dead advice, folk that don't serve God, folk that ain't done God. And if you full of life, you can't. It's like my sister-in-law said one time. She said, if you got a bucket of dirty towels, dirty towels, when you throw the one white towel over in there, it's going to get dirty, okay? The dirt is going to get clean. So what am I saying? Apostle trying to share some wisdom with you. If it's if it's not producing life, if it's dead, if it's full of piss, you're not going to go in there and clean it up and all of a sudden change. No, you got to, come on, Lord have mercy.
Ooh,
you got to
Jesus.
The rest that God set for you. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So
unless
if you walk in,
they agree.
But this is the thing that people don't teach. If you decide to walk together with somebody who's dead, eventually you will be dead as well.
Just dead. Come on.
You will be dead as well. But we do not, and I'm talking about a spiritual death, but we do not, that's why it's very important you don't fall in love with folks that don't believe how you believe. You don't fall in love with folks
who ain't trying to walk it out,
who's not trying to listen to the voice of God, who's not trying to be obedient to his spirit. You don't walk, come on, how can two walk together unless they agree? I'm sitting there and I'm saying, we can't afford this. No, we can't do this. Enough for, hey, we're going to do it. Of course it's going to fail because, first of all, we ain't even in agreement. Oh, I helped somebody right there. It's going to fail because we're not in agreement. And it's a lot of things in our lives, and we're talking about finances, that's not working. Your house, the house you would have got was too much, but you trying to show off and you trying to fit the part, and you don't want, your pride then got in the way, and you don't want to admit that you need the downside, so you're going to just sit there and die? You're going to die? No. You're going to get out that situation. You're going to say, Lord, guide me. Lord, lead me. Lord, I want to experience life. And when you get out of the way, you put your pride down, humble yourself, then God steps in and say, okay, follow me, come with me. He said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Okay, come on. Yea, do I walk, let's put it with finances. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, do I walk through areas that I don't know about right now. Lord, if you lead me, come on, hallelujah. If you guide me.
Come on. Yes.
Lord, I know, my God, as I trust you, I know that you're going to show me the way. But, Lord, I refuse to walk side by side, amen, with somebody I'm not in agreement with. I refuse to surrender spiritually, financially, to someone who don't even agree, oh, my God, with my faith.
Come on. Yes.
A lot of times, and that's why I say, We got to stop getting so caught up and emotional with people, because that, that emotion, that and the Word of God talks about how the heart is desperately wicked. That's why he said, give me the reins of your heart. I want the reins of your heart, because your heart puts you in a position to mess some things up. Your heart, you have to, listen, and the Bible says, in business be men. It's the reason he said that. He said he was saying, in business, you don't need to be functioning in emotion. I hear people all the time, how their friends ripped them off, how their friends took out money, how their friends are users and moochers and all this. This is because you allow people who are emotional, come on, an emotional attachment to get in the wrong position in your life. I don't care how friend people are, you still have to use wisdom in your finances. And I've met a lot of people that allow their friends to use them up and drain their finances, and you got to always bail them out. And when you need something, you can't get. That means that you got to stop now, and you got to start using wisdom. That means you got to drop. You got to be able to tell that person, hey, I'm not doing anything for you. Because think about it. That means I'm sowing a seed into the ground. That means, because if I sow a seed into your life, if I give to you, then if this was what God meant for me to do, then I should see some residual, not from you, but just to come full circle.
That's true.
How do you feel if you invest in something and then don't get any money back? You're not going to invest in it again.
Again.
So you have to invest into something that you see. Come on, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's
that's
important.
True.
It's important. It's important that you use wisdom when it comes to friendships, when it comes to people that you love in your life. Because I'm telling you, love will make a fool out of you if you ain't careful. Drain your finances, and leave you destitute. So it's important that you use wisdom in all things.
All things.
I heard somebody say one time, Minister Oni, I'm a God can he can work with that over there, but this right here, I got this. First mistake. When the fisherman was on the boat, y'all know I'm gonna go here. The fisherman was on the boat. They were doing what they knew how to do. They were doing what they do every day. And they were not getting it. They were not prospering. It wasn't until they allowed Jesus to come on the boat and showed them a different way. He said, now go that way.
Come on.
I need you to go a way that you never went before. I need you to see that it's more than one way to do this.
Yes.
Sometimes we get so used to doing something a certain way till it's doing us more harm than it is good.
Well, there it is, folks.
So God say, what he's telling them, so invite me on. I'm not just going to come in. Invite me.
Let me come aboard.
Let me do a little Bible study. Let me come on in. And when they did that, Jesus began to tell them a new way. He began to say, now if you turn that way and you cast in this, and they brought back so much they couldn't even hold it. It was falling out the nets, and nets was breaking. They had to say,
somebody,
y'all better hurry up and come get this. Y'all better go get, you know how we do. Go call your mama, call your auntie, call your friends. I got too much. It won't fit in my refrigerator. It won't fit in my house.
Somebody,
I need you to go and find somebody.
But it wasn't until
they were willing to let Jesus come aboard. Let me help you. It wasn't until they were willing to say, this is not working. Okay, God. Okay, come on. We surrender. Come on. Tell us what. Because guess what? They had a need. They needed to feed their family.
Yes.
See, when you got
friends,
Come on. You know when you got a lot on your shoulders? Come on. Hallelujah. So they had a lot on their shoulders. So guess what? They said, you know what? I'm open. And one of y'all get this in a minute. I'm open to change. Oh, Lord. I'm open to something new. I'm open. Why? Because I done tried it my way. My God.
Come on.
I done tried it my way.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mr. Onis, prayed a different prayer when she asked for this next job. She prayed a different prayer. She prayed exactly and precisely for what she wanted. God said, "What?" He said, "I got to show up." See, we don't understand when we pray. Let me tell you about the power of prayer. When you pray, he has to show up. When you pray, oh, my God, and your faith meets that prayer, come on,
hey.
My God.
Come on now.
He said, his Holy Spirit said, he got to show up. He got to move. When he spoke the world into existence, the Holy Spirit went and did what he said do. He said, let there be
come
light,
on.
The Holy Spirit. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Come on. Come on. He said, now let me make a heaven. Let me separate this body of water and put the
come
heaven
on
between
now.
It. See, he doesn't
ooh,
have to use Lord. what other people's methods. He creates the method. My God.
Come on.
He creates the
Lord.
Method. He don't have to use. That's why I say he didn't use the same way that the fishermen use all the time. He said, I'm going to create. My God. I'm going to create Jesus. I'm going to have to pour
see, he said, I done already worked the way out. Are you willing to invite me in? First of all, invite me in.
Come on.
Do you have? Do you trust me enough to invite me in?
Invite me. Come on, woman.
And then I want to take your trust and your faith to another level for you to follow my instructions.
Instructions. Come on. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
Man, I thank God for the word today. We just talked down to the last minute, like serious business.
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord. Let it rest on our hearts. Let us really step back and really evaluate what we're doing so we're not decisions and doing stuff foolishly. Father God, we want you to increase our finances, but Lord, increase our wisdom. And Lord, we thank you for it right now.
Yes.
Y'all, we got to go. Look, remember, without faith is impossible, please God, but with God, all things are possible. Come on, hallelujah. Who cares?
Hallelujah.
God cares. We're talking tomorrow. It's going to cut us off. We'll talk to y'all next Monday. God bless you, and make sure you tune in tomorrow night for busting loose in faith with none other than Apostle and Prophetess Tebow. God bless.
Bless you.